First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. If you're on the internet, and of course you are, the ads are all around you. One simple trick for losing belly fat. One weird trick drops your car insurance costs to near zero. Housewife discovers simple trick for white teeth. And on and on. If you respond to those ads and buy whatever it is they're selling, then you will also buy the new kind of headlines we're seeing about climate change. Just one simple trick, they suggest, perhaps discovered by a housewife, and the problem is solved. The latest example uses as its takeoff a study by NASA scientists that measures the effect of controlling emissions of methane and soot. I have no criticism of the study. Any and all information about the harm pollution does is worth having. I have no quibble with their conclusions, as I understand them from stories in the media, that emissions of soot and methane could be reduced more easily and cheaply than those of carbon dioxide with similar effects on climate change. But what we get are headlines such as this massively misguided example from the Washington Post. Simple measures could reduce global warming. This is a newspaper that has largely ignored the climate change story, has refused to connect the dots of the rising number and severity of weather disasters around the world, and has reported straight-faced every stupid climate denial voiced by a Republican candidate or oil company pseudo-scientist. Now this formerly great newspaper dips its toe in this vital subject by proclaiming that there is an easy fix. According to the lead sentence, the study concluded that reducing the two pollutants will slow global warming. But what the study actually did was to estimate the effects of such things as banning all wood burning in stoves. All wood burning in stoves worldwide, as if that's going to happen. The calculations are of academic interest, to be sure, but how is this more simple or easy or likely than, for example, banning all coal burning in power plants to reduce carbon dioxide emissions? To fantasize that such measures will happen and will slow global warming is to indulge in the old round that says if we had some ham, we could have some ham and eggs if we had some eggs. It's just another example of journalism light, the refusal to do the complex, difficult, and dismaying stories about the harm our industrial society is doing to itself in favor of the sunny, stupid stories, suggesting there is one simple trick that will make it all go away. Examples abound. Last week, scientists published a paper about discovering an extremely rare molecule that can convert certain greenhouse gases into compounds that help form clouds. It's extremely rare. It's hard to find. Its properties are not well understood, nor are the effects of cloud formation on climate change. So naturally, the headline is, New Molecule Could Help Cool Planet. Then there is the rise of the macro-engineering cult, which argues that since scientists and engineers in the service of industry have brought the world to the edge of destruction by disrupting the natural web of life, they must do more of the same kinds of things, only on a larger scale, in order to save it and us. They will, we are being encouraged to believe, come up with the one simple trick we need to solve the problem without effort or sacrifice. If you believe that, then send me $29.95 and I will tell you the one simple trick to making a fortune. I actually saw that ad. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.